Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yud Beis Mishnah Ches. Ha'olar, a type of scissors, va'kulmos, a type of pen, all these things are made out of metal, va'metuteles, and a metal weight that they attach to a string in order to see if something, you know, if the wall is straight and is not tilted, va'mishkalos, metal weights that are used on a scale, va'hakurim, and kurim, which is used to, metal kli that's used to pack olives very tightly, va'hakan, or a metal ruler that they would use for parchments, va'akana, or a metal tablet that the parchment was put on when they would put the srit in the parchment. Tameim, all of these things can become tamei because even though they don't have a base kibble, they're metal, so they don't have to have a base kibble. They just need to be functional. V'chol gamle kli etz tameim, any unfinished wooden kli is also makabel tumah. Except for the wooden kelim from made out of a shkroa tree, they're not going to be usable until you actually finish them up, because it has a very rough surface to it. It's just the nature of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af grofes shel zayis tahura, a metal kli made for a wooden kli rather from an olive wood is tahar acheti shalik, until you remove all the sap from it, because also it's just the nature of the wood that it's not so functional until you do that. Moving on to Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Hasif v'hasakin v'hapigyon v'haromach magal yad u'magal katsir v'hashchor v'hazug shel saparim shenechleku harei l'tmeim. A whole bunch of metal kelim. A sword, a knife, a double-edged knife, a spear, a sickle that they would chop bones or wood with, a harvesting sickle that they would cut grain with, a scissor that they would trim hairs with, a barber scissor. If they break into two, they're still going to become tamei, because they're still usable even when they break into two. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hasamach liyad tamei. The part that's next to the handle is tamei, because that you can still use. Vasamach l'rosh tahar. But the part that's further away from the handle is tahar, because it cannot be used. Masporesh nechel shnayim. If you have a masporesh that's split into two, so that the two blades are separate from each other, so Rabbi Yehuda matamei v'cham matarin. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's each blade is tamei, because you could use it to do something with, to cut with, and the Chum say that each blade is going to be tahar because it's not really so functional to cut with. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the 12th Perek, we said a variety of metal kelim that are metame, even though they don't have any base kibble, because they are metal. And we said that galmi kli eitz are tame, generally speaking, but if it's made out of a shkroa wood, it's not. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even olive wood oftentimes is not mekabel tumah until you remove any of the sap from it. And then in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we gave a whole bunch of sharp metal kelim that we said are all mekabel tumah, and even if they break, they're mekabel tumah, although Rabbi Yos says the part that's further away from the handle is not mekabel tuma. And then we had a machlokas about a misporas that was split into two pieces, whether each piece is metame or not. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis.